Governor Jim Doyle's budget proposal in February included a measure to divert excess federal dollars from county nursing homes to the state. Lorianne Grosskopf is the administrator for Rolling Hills Rehabilitation Center in Sparta. She fought to keep the money for county homes. Grosskopf says Rolling Hills alone will receive $225,000 extra as a result.
Every nursing home loses money on their Medicaid residents. Now with this additional monies that was kept in, that helps greatly make up the loss that we incur due to our day-to-day, you know, daily rates that don't cover our costs.
Freddie Bove agrees that Medicaid reimbursement may not fully cover costs for all nursing homes. She is the interim administrator for long-term care in the Department of Health Services.
It's a balancing act that both the governor and the legislature have to address and have to consider the total resources available and provide as much resources as possible to reimbursement areas in the Medicaid program, including the nursing home program.
State Representative Mike Hipsch of West Salem says something needs to be done. He says the state is getting the short end of the stick.
Wisconsin and really the entire upper Midwest needs to have a stronger voice in Congress to try and figure out a way that we're going to get just a fair reimbursement rate. We don't need a reimbursement rate that's better than the rest of the country. Let's just get us par with the rest of the country.
Bove of the DHS agrees that Wisconsin is on the lower end of Medicaid reimbursement compared to other states. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.